action star Jason Statham and Hollywood starlet Jennifer Lopez team up in a new action thriller.
Do you ever feel bad about what you do?
Everyone steals, Leslie. Some people admit it to themselves, some don't. It's what human beings do. It's when we invented locks.
And joining us now live to talk about Parker is Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Hiya, Anne.
Hi, Hillary.
So, how is Parker?
Well, Parker's kind of monotonous. You know, it's a lot of shooting, a lot of punching, a lot of stabbing. It's a very violent movie. Jason Statham is always in terrific shape, and he's got a certain degree of screen charisma, but I found this to be a really monotonous study in just sort of brutality. I will say, however, that it reminds us of what a really terrific actress Jennifer Lopez is. She has a relatively small role in this film, and I don't want to give too much away, but she's not the conventional love interest. The two of them don't go down the path that you might expect. But it reminded me of her turns in, you know, it actually reminded me of the first time I saw her in Selena, where I thought she was just terrific, and that wonderful duet that she did with George Clooney in Out of Sight. And it just kind of reminds us that when she has a good script and some good direction, she is a really terrific actress. So I just, I hope we haven't seen the last of her. And if I have a wish for 2013, it's that she gets a really juicy script and we see her come back on screen again.
Okay. Dustin Hoffman, we usually see him on the screen, but this time he's a director in the movie Quartet. Did you like it?
I was utterly charmed by this little movie, and he really has a lovely light hand. This is a movie based on a true story of a retirement home for retired musicians. And this takes place in England. It stars the redoubtable Maggie Smith, Billy Connolly, Tom Courtney, Michael Gambon has a cameo, and a lot of real-life retired opera singers and some classical musicians. This it's a really sweet little comedy drama about these four friends and former musical collaborators who come back together again for a performance. And like I said, just Hoffman has a real light hand with this material. It's sweet. It's affecting. It's not too morbid or maudlin, but, you know, it plucks the heartstrings, too. So I think this would be a real winner for people who are in the mood for something that's very much not Jason Statham. Let's put it that way.
Well, that sounds perfect for me because stabbing, shooting, blood, I don't know. I can take a pass on that.
I agree. I think I've had my fill, and I get the sense that a lot of my readers have too. So I will send you all to Quartet with a light heart.
All right. Thanks so much, Anne. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Same to you.
Washington Post movie critic Anne Hornaday.